Good afternoon, everyone. This is Captain Paul Spurka from Captain Paul's Surf Fishing Charters here in Port St. Lucie, Florida. I do most of my trips here on the beautiful beaches of Florida's Treasure Coast, from Vero Beach to Jupiter, Florida. I think I mentioned last week about the big swells along our beaches that virtually shut down the surf action. Well, guess what? This week was no different. If anything, it got worse. 5 to 9 foot swells were the norm, not the exception. And this was all due to a big disturbance sitting out in the Atlantic Ocean well to our east. Now, looking at today's forecast, we're supposed to get a wind shift finally to the south and southwest and then northwest starting tomorrow night into Wednesday and continuing through Friday night. This shift should finally give us some fishable conditions along our beaches. Along our east coast here, any wind direction out of the west is what you're looking for if you want to knock down some waves and swells, because the air is coming off the land. And a lot of times it will certainly clean up the water too, and we've got a lot of suspended sediment in there after another week of just getting pounded with these big swell. The Pompano have been getting a break from all of us that fish the surf this time of year, so hopefully we can reverse that trend later this week when we do get the wind shift, and we can get back to catching some fish for that and getting back in on Pompano mania. So there isn't much to report from the surf this week, but I do have a couple of reports. I have friends who fish the river, the Indian River Lagoon and the St. Lucie River here on the Treasure Coast in Martin and St. Lucie counties. And the fishing in those areas, obviously they've been protected, they've been out of the wind, have been pretty darn good. I have a real good friend, Captain John Young. He runs Bites On Charters in Port St. Lucie, and he had a good week with trout, black drum, snook, and croakers here in the Indian River and the St. Lucie River. And there may be folks that are listening that actually have a small boat, a trailer, and they might want to come down and get in on some of this fishing. Well, it's a good time to do it, because the fishing inside was pretty good for those that had a boat and you could check some different spots along our rivers. The trout, for example, in the early morning, John said that's when most of the bites occurred. And we didn't have a lot of wind here a few days this week, so we had some pretty calm conditions in the river. But we also had some bait. We had some glass minnows. Now, the glass minnows, they were showing all the way from Fort Pierce to Jensen Beach. And we have flats that extend from St. Lucie Inlet, which is their sailfish flats, all the way up past the power lines up to Fort Pierce, where it used to be inhabited by a lot of seagrass. And, of course, the Lake Okeechobee discharges kind of took that away. But I'm happy to report, and they tell me that some of the grass is starting to come back. And with them, we're starting to get some trout action. But these trout have been biting earlier in the morning. And what they're doing, they're chasing these glass minnows. And John was throwing, match the hatch here, because these are 3 to 5 inch baits. So he was throwing some, and his clients were throwing some 3 to 5 inch tsunami swim baits in either the pearl color or the mullet color, the blackbacks. And in another lure that consistently produces everything from snook to trout to tarp to anything is the Yuzuri crystal minnows with a black back with silver size. I mean, that 3 to 5 inch size, the smaller ones, you got to remember, you want to match the outline of that bait fish that they're chasing. And we certainly had some glass minnows around this week, and that's why the trout bite, you said, was pretty good in the morning. The drum and the croaker have been caught around the docks and the seawalls, and that's a pretty easy way to fish. What you're going to use is a quarter ounce jig head. You put a piece of pink shrimp bite on first, and then either a piece of fresh or frozen shrimp, and you just pitch that jig head up against the seawall or underneath the dock. And I will tell you, the drum have been pretty substantial. There've been some nice drum caught, and so are the croaker. There's been some darn nice croakers caught this week too. We have two type of croaker here down in the southeast on the Treasure Coast. The ones we catch out on the beach are actually called a sand drum or a yellowfin croaker, and a big one of those is maybe 12 to 13 inches. Inside, we call them river croakers. They are actually Atlantic croaker. Now that Atlantic croaker gets considerably bigger. You know, 16, 17, 8-inch, 2, 2.5-pound croaker is no big deal on the inside, and they love that shrimp on a jig head. So just pitch that jig head up against that seawall or underneath that dock and hold on, and they're starting to school. As the waters start to cool here, that croaker fishing will actually get better. And it was a pretty good week, and, you know, our water temperature here outside was 74 degrees today. That's going to drop because I'm going to talk about a front that we'll be getting later on in the weekend into next week. But that croaker fishing will get better. And as far as eating wise, boy, they are excellent. Real white, flaky, mild tasting fish. Everybody loves them. And, you know, they are a regulated species. You catch 50 per person. But, you know, John usually cuts it off at, you know, with 12 to 13 to 14 fish, because if they're a pound, pound and a half, that's an awful lot of fish. So they are fun to catch and better to eat. So there's some croaker around too. The other fish John was catching is the number one sought after saltwater fish in the state of Florida, and that's the snook. The snook that we're catching, John had a week. He caught a lot of small ones this week, you know, underneath the slot. The slot on the snook are 28 to 32 inches. But I do want to tell you, because I'm recording this report on Tuesday the 13th, on the 15th, the snook ability to bring a snook home shuts down. That season closes from December 15th to January 31st. So if you do catch one after the 15th, you do have to release it. And they were biting on live bait. There were some greenies that showed up. Now, greenies are a bait fish that you can probably find along the entire state of Florida, and that's their nickname. The actual legal proper name is called a threadfin herring, and they get their name because they got a dark green color along their back. They also have some spots, dark spots along the dorsal area, and a thread-like fin on their back. But the greenies are just a great, great bait to use for a variety of fish. And I'll tell you what, everything eats them. The snook, obviously, the tarpon, the Spanish mackerel, the jacks, the bluefish, the trout, everything loves greenies. So if you're going to fish some live bait, use those greenies. And there's also been some mullet around. So, you know, a big mullet against the seawall, and I say big, and, you know, if you can get those bigger ones, you know, the fingers are, there's probably a few of them around, and then there's some bigger ones, but those bigger ones are going to attract the big snook. Now, once this snook season closes, I do want to say it's going to be catch and release. And everybody, especially if you get a big one, you want to take a picture, boy, that's great. I mean, that's wonderful to do. But a lot of people don't realize there's a proper way and a not a proper way to hold a snook up if you're going to release it. The proper way is to put both your hands underneath the belly so the organs don't get displaced. Because whenever you see the pictures of everybody catching largemouth bass, well, those largemouth, you hold it by the lower lip. Well, how many pictures have you seen with people holding a snook like that? And unfortunately, if their organs get displaced, they have an ability of not being able to recover. That's a bigger fish. Whether the organs get tied up on the inside of the fish, I don't know, but it will actually kill a fish. So if you want to take a picture, and a lot of people like to take pictures, especially, like I said, when they catch a big one, please hold it properly, get the hook at it, and get it back in the water as soon as you can. Our snook fishery here in Florida is getting better by the year. The stocks are going up, and whether it's because of the closed season and the slots, who knows, but it's been conducive to numbers being increased. We're catching a lot on the beach in the summer. That's all catch and release, because it does close for the months when they spawn during the summer. But if you're going to take a picture, please, please get it back in the water. As far as timing this week in the river, the first 2 hours on the outgoing tide produce the best action. And I want to tell you that during the times, if you're a dedicated snook fisherman, The worse the weather, the better the bite. Wind, rain, ripping currents are all conditions that the Sharpies that target the snook, especially down in my area, pray for, especially if you're going to land base and you're going to fish the bridges and the catwalks at night. The weather can't get bad enough because for some reason, and they say they lose their inhibition, they say that the water gets oxygenated and the bite turns on, the bait fish get disoriented. Well, a snook bite during a storm is just almost a normal occurrence. So if you want to put the rain gear on if it's raining, or you want to put the hoodie on and get out there and stand in the wind, the chances of you hooking a snook during that bad weather are greatly, greatly increased. Now, as far as next week's forecast is concerned, we got a cold front that's going to be here during the weekend, and it could be just what the doctor ordered. Anytime we get a movement of air from the north, and that movement sends the pompano, mackerel, and bluefish from up north down here into southeast Florida. The early forecast from Sunday to Tuesday is for northerly winds, and we're actually going to get temperatures for the first time this season that will go into the 50s at night and 70s during the day. Water temperature today at Jensen Beach was 74 degrees. Look for that to drop after this front gets through. And the low 70s are the sweet spot for a good pompano bite. So we're hoping that once this wind gets out of the west and it goes to the north, it'll push some fish down. They're still catching some pompano to the north of us. And again, Peck's Lake down here in Hobe Sound has not seen the big schools of mackerel yet, so they're still to come. And that you know that game's on when you look out at Peck's Lake there off Hobe Sound, and it looks like a city of boats out there. And that hasn't happened yet, but look for a nice shot in the arm here as we get this cold front that comes down, our first cold front of the winter. And I am cautiously optimistic for the pompano bite to turn on from the beach as we approach Christmas next week. On Friday, I'll be fishing with Brett Burford from Fish Bites and Chip Brundage, also known as the Sinker Guy, up on the beach. A lot of you folks that are listening or subscribed to Salt Strong probably know of the Snook Nook annual tent sale that it will be held on this Saturday, December 17th, from 8 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. There's going to be reps there from Penn, Daiwa, No Live Bait Needed, Akuma, Tsunami, you name it, their reps going to be there. And Chip Brundage, who I'll be fishing with, is the owner and developer of a Sputnik sinker his company's called the Sinker Guy. Now, I want to take a minute because I'm sure there's some folks that have just moved down to Florida that hopefully have subscribed and are paying attention to Salt Strong, because what you can learn on that site is immeasurable. But Chip actually makes a sinker, and a Sputnik sinker, if you're not familiar with it, is a must-have in your tackle assortment during the winter. If you don't know what it looks like, it's actually a cylindrical weight with four arms. It looks like four arms sticking out of its side. Pyramid sinkers are what most folks start with during the beach season, but like we're talking about wind and waves, we've had them all week. Sputnik sinkers kind of lift your chances because the arms that extend off the side of the sinker actually dig into the sand and do not allow your bait to move. If you're targeting pompano during pompano mania, during the wintertime, you need a stationary bait. You know, if the forecast is for, a 1 to 3 foot wave and no swells, 4 ounce pyramid is probably going to be fine. Those days during the winter, during a height of our pompano season, when we get into the spring, again, are the exception, not the rule. Even on calm days, I'll fish a 4 ounce pyramid during the winter, but with the amount of current and tides that we get during the winter, I'm almost 100% daily use of the Sinker Guy's 4-ounce Sputnik. A 4-ounce Sputnik, no matter what the type, actually holds the bottom like a 6-ounce pyramid. It has that extra holding power. And it, the forearms that extend out from the weight are hinged to the sinker itself. When you start to retrieve, whether you're bringing your bait in to check it, or you actually hook a pompano or a jack or a mackerel and you're bringing your fish in, those arms are on a hinge and they'll release. They'll actually go back and it just lessens the resistance and you're reeling it in just like it's a regular sinker. Now, the difference between Sputnik sinkers, and for years I used the standard type, has the forearms coming out, and there's indentations in the sinker itself. Now, the indentations where that arm fits in has to be held in by something because it's a very thin piece of wire or stainless in Chip's case that hold the sinker, that hold the arm to the sinker. Most Sputniks that you buy are going to have that little red bead that you see on rigs, pompano rigs, whiting rigs, croaker rigs, and they will slide down the arm right to the juncture of where they bend out from the sinker. Now, the problem with that is, and for years what I did, I put a drop of crazy glue on that little bend and tried to fix the red bead, because after repeated cast, those red beads tend to disappear. They actually slip off the arm. Now, if that happens, you have no way to keep tension on that arm when you cast it out and it hooks into the bottom. Now, if you can't, if there's no tension on that arm and it's not being held into the sinker, you're only going to be holding with one of the arms. Now, the whole purpose of having that sinker on the bottom is it's securing it to the bottom. And the other situation with using a Sputnik is bite detection. If you can keep that line secure, number one, your line's going to be going in over the top of the beach break waves, you know, that beach break, so you don't have the waves pushing against your line. So bite detection, if you always have a bow in your line or your line's slack, you're not going to know if a pompano's on there or not. They have a tendency to pick that bait up and swim it to the beach. Now, Chips, the nice thing about Chips, I was talking about the beads, the Sinker Guy sinkers actually have plastic sleeves. They cannot come off. I have never had one come off. I have never had that sinker fail. Now, that, and like I said, stainless, he uses stainless. They're not going to rust. And they are a difference maker. On days when maybe normally you'd go home, or you're sitting there for an hour or two, you're not catching anything because you can't keep your bait stationary, they are going to put you in a position, and all you want to do is improve your chances. That's the whole key. Try to improve your chances, get a little bit of an edge. So instead of catching maybe one or none, maybe you catch three or four. Maybe you get a recreational limit. But I am sold on the Sinker Guys Sputnik sinkers, and the everybody, you know, up north, it's been the norm. They finally made their way south. You can actually get them at the Snook Nook in Jensen Beach. They keep a great supply there, just a great supply there. And they will be a difference maker if, in fact, you are targeting pompano this year. As of right now, the two scents and baits that are continue to produce the pompano, the handful that people are catching, are the Powerline Green and the Orange and White Easy Flea. They're number one and two. I have some friends that live over on the West Coast, and they're catching some pompano over there. You know, we get our easterly winds here, and the northerly winds, the northeasterly winds that come across, well, that's actually their west winds on the West Coast. So they have an opportunity to fish, and they have been catching some pompano up in the Panhandle, and still catching some up there and some down the west coast of Florida. And even on that side, it doesn't make any difference. The pompano aren't any different on the West Coast than they are on the East Coast. And those two baits actually continue to outproduce everything else. from a artificial bait that we're using for the pompano. So the beach report next week, hopefully, we're going to be talking about fish that we caught. You know, I want to be telling everybody that we're getting some pompano, we're getting some whiting, we're getting some mackerel, we're getting some bluefish. And as this anticipated cold front makes its way down the coast, I don't see any reason for this fishery not to turn back on, because we're going to get a drop in the water temperature. Hopefully the westerly winds clean everything up, and all of a sudden we're going to be looking at some, as you look up and down the beach, you're going to see people running to the rods and putting fish in their coolers. And I just hope that we're due for a break in the weather. It looks like it's coming. So I hope everybody can take advantage of it and catch a few fish. Again, I want to mention the Snook Nook annual tent sale this Saturday at the Snook Nook, 8 to 6. I'll be there until from 8 in the morning till 2. If you were planning on coming, please stop by and introduce yourself. Any questions you might have, I'll spend all the time in the world with you. So I like to meet people that listen. And I listen, there is no reason not to be hooked up with Salt Strong, because they are without a doubt one of the best fishing sites anywhere in the country. So all that being said, this is Captain Paul Spurko from Captain Paul Surf Fishing Charters in Port St. Lucie. And I want to thank all of you for listening to the report. And I hope you all have a great week as we enter into Christmas week, and good luck and catch them up this week. And I'll be looking forward to putting this report back up next week. Have a great week, folks.